We are recording.
Hey, good evening, folks. It is about 6:02 in the evening of February 21, and I call this meeting of the National Airport Authority Board of Directors to order. Roll call, please.
Chairman Woods.
Here.
Vice Chairman Law.
Here.
Treasurer Heath.
Yes.
Secretary Holland.
Here.
Director Duquette.
Here.
All present.
Awesome.
One remote.
So, first item is public input as it relates to this evening's agenda. Going once, going twice. Okay, no public input. Minutes, approval of the NAA public minutes of January 17, 2024. I'll entertain a motion.
Put forward a motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on approving the minutes from last month? Okay, well, let's see, this will be a roll call vote since we have one vote. Approval of the NAA public minutes of January 17, 2024.
Okay. Chairman Woods.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Law.
Yes.
Treasurer Heath.
I wasn't here.
I can approve them.
Okay. Abstaining.
Yep.
Secretary Holland.
Present.
Yes.
And Director Duquette.
Yes.
Okay, the motion carries. That brings us to Treasurer's Report, approval of the January 2024 financial statements, subject to audit.
Okay, I sent out the my little summary thing this afternoon. I know it was kind of a few hours before the meeting, but the only thing going on is the giant clucking sound of this building that we're between the lease, particularly the lease is no longer being paid. That's the biggest part of it. But then the expenses, so that's the biggest impact to our plans at this time. That just continues, which is fine. We kind of knew that was going to go on. But everything else seems to be in order. Our cash position is strong, and liquidity is good. So, if anybody has any specific questions, I can help a little bit. And so. Yeah, I guess we got some. Susan mentioned in an email to me this is the 2 year anniversary for some of the leases.
Yes, all of them. Yes,
oh, that goes fast.
Yeah.
It's the biennial adjustment.
Right. I know.
Every 2 years. 18
on February 17th.
Yeah.
It looks like for January, it looks like it was about a 9% increase from 2022
is
very similar to what it was in 2023. So it's
similar amount. So the increase back then was also on the high side.
Yes. It was $29 a month in 2022, which looks like a $29 increase again in 2024.
Okay.
Very, very similar.
Okay. Okay, good. And apparently, we're going to be receiving $33,000 from the Department of Transportation, the Aeronautics Division, for our registration fees, our portion of the registration fees, which should come in sometime next month.
In March.
March,
yep. It comes in around in March.
I'm not sure if we're getting $59,000 in funds. This is the operating?
This is operating cost. This is for the it's to do with the coronavirus pandemic. It's to prevent, prepare, and respond.
Right.
For the
so it's part of that follow-on. Was it a five-year thing or something?
Yeah, this is the last one.
Yeah.
This is the last act that we're receiving
that. Yeah, we've been getting this every year.
And it's what they refer to as the ARPA, right?
Yes. So
we're getting $59,000 from that sometime in the next 30 days?
Yeah, I submitted all the paperwork and responded to us on February 13th with an email saying that we should see the funds within 30 days, to get everything we needed to move forward with it.
And that is, my understanding, that's not in the budget, correct?
That is not in the budget.
Right, so that'll cover some of the building.
Great.
Which is great. So, that's kind of the highlights of things. Anybody have any questions or concerns?
No, I've moved to accept the finances, the financial report subject to audit.
Second.
Okay, Jess, any questions for Dave?
Say again for me?
Any questions for Dave? The item is approval of the January 2024 financial statement subject to audit.
Yeah, no questions from me. Thank you, Dave, for sending it in advance.
Okay, so we have a motion. It's been seconded. Chris, would you call the roll, please?
Chairman Woods.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Law.
Yes.
Treasurer Heath.
Yes.
Secretary Holland.
Yes.
I look at the speaker every time I say that, by the way.
Director
Duquette.
Yes.
Unanimous.
Motion carries. Next item, approval of the fiscal year 2023 draft financial audit.
Okay. I did go through it. I'm sure everybody else has read it with great attention. And again, not a lot of unusual things going on. Just from a financial perspective, our unrestricted funds, unrestricted portion of our equity position, did increase by $2.5 million. Primarily, that's because of the improvements that we made to the various properties. The prior year, because we hadn't made that kind of thing, last year was a deficit of $600,000 increase, because depreciation exceeded the amount of the capitalization of stuff. Those are the two biggest things that happen with our financials, is that they capitalize stuff, which increases our unrestricted assets, and then the depreciation kicks in, which decreases our unrestricted assets. So that's not all. But the bottom line is that we're in good shape. Again, as I mentioned earlier, our liquidity is good, cash position is good. And these statements, they're kind of old news at this point. Anything that was in here would have already showed up by now if it was bad. So that's kind of the overview of where we're at. And I do want to point something out. We had a discussion a while ago about what our purpose is at the airport. And there is I didn't realize it was still in here, but there is a clause, a sentence in here that does talk about what the airport is, their goal. There's a comment that says, this is on a three little I page, just simply says that making a net profit is not the goal of the airport authority. The goal of the airport authority is to operate the airport in a safe, productive manner at a reasonable cost to the users. So that's kind of what we're doing. That's why we're kind of breaking even every year. We have a little bit of surplus, which is good. And we're solvent. That's the main thing. That's pretty much the idea. Again, the statements are pretty involved. There's not anything dissimilar to what they've done in the prior years. They've they reflect a lot of the same. There were no really new accounting pronouncements that would affect our numbers. I guess it was a year or two ago we had to revalue all the leases from an accounting perspective, and that was a nice little exercise. Yeah. So there's been no significant accounting changes that will affect these statements. So, anybody have any questions? Any other observations?
No, if anybody has a hard time falling asleep, feel free to read.
Okay. Jess, any questions from your end on the draft financial audit?
No further questions from me.
Okay.
So I guess I'll entertain a motion, or I can make the motion to accept the draft statement as presented.
Second.
Okay, Chris, would you call the roll, please?
Chairman Woods?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Law?
Yes.
Treasurer Heath?
Yes.
Secretary Holland?
Yes.
Director Duquette?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Okay. So Susan, you'll communicate that to the auditors that they're going to cut this so they can publish them? And
yeah, they'll have all the meetings out.
Get a hold of this. Mm-hmm.
All the meetings too, as well, for signatures.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see, we have no recorded communications for this month. So that brings us to the power report for January. January 2024, 4,058 operations, down 224 or 5% from December. Year to year, up by 6 operations total.
Yay. Yeah. Here's from 4.
Just for number 7,
I think about a minute ago.
Well, it's going to get warmer.
Yes, it is. Considering the weather, that's not bad.
Yeah, because you have, what, 4 snow events in January,
yep.
I think?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You can see that in the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Both sides of it.
Yeah,
so that brings us to manager's report.
Okay, excuse me. Recent events, on February 7th, we had Rotor Technologies hosted guest of honor, Governor Chris Sununu, for a live public flight demonstration of their autonomous unmanned helicopter. The demonstration was followed by a reception and naming ceremony for Rotor's new R550X. The governor named the ship the Spirit of New Hampshire. It was a successful event. They only flew for, I don't know, it was probably about 15 minutes, and they put it into a 30-foot hover, did some maneuvering, set it down very successfully. The first of its kind in the Northeast, so it was a rather big deal, and looking forward to their continued success. They're talking about going into production for this model and another model for the year 2025, and they have customers lined up already. And I believe U.S. Forestry Service is one of their prime customers. So
there's no broken pieces down on the grass runway.
Nope, not a chance. They really did a fine job of it. Their chief pilot, Joao Maggioni, was flawless in his demo. So it came out great. And obviously, you know, they're calling it an autonomous helicopter. It has that ability. This was a manned, uncrewed flight, so like an RC. He flew it remotely. But it does have the ability to go off on its own and fly missions. Once it has its final approvals from the FAA.
Yeah, they've had the experimental certificate for a while, but you know, within a certain envelope.
Yeah, and they, you know, they do certain testing here at the airport. We hadn't allowed them to put it into an unmanned hover until this test, and we tested it the week before a number of times, so let anybody around make sure everything was fine. They're doing most of their testing, the actual hover testing, flying it around up in Intervale in Henniker. Mm-hmm. And that's a bit of a travel for them, so I recently put them in touch with Pepperell Airport, and they're working a deal with Pepperell to go over there and do some more of the untethered testing. Sure. And so for now, they'll continue testing here, but attached to the trailer. So we want to get them a little further along before we, you know, cut the leash, so to speak. And they're relegated to 30 feet, even at Intervale, flying up and down the runway. They're not even allowed to fly in the pattern. This is per the FAA. So there's all these, we'll call them baby steps they have to go through before they get final approval. upcoming events at Nashua, we have 2 events this year that I think I've already discussed. We'll talk about them again. New Hampshire Aviation Museum will be having their annual fly-in barbecue. It'll be held at 81 Perimeter Road, as always, on Saturday, June 15th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is a paid event. The tickets are not on sale yet, but when they do come on sale, you can go to the New Hampshire Aviation Museum website, and you can purchase tickets for the event there. They usually have a really nice catered barbecue, and sometimes we've had upwards of a dozen or so aircraft fly into the event. So not a huge event, but nonetheless, they sold it out every year. and it supports a really good cause. The other event we have is the annual Wheels and Wings event, which will be held tentatively at this point on Saturday, September 21st. And again, the same hours, 10 to 2. We're already starting to reach out to all the participants and getting ready for it. And by the way, last year we had another record turnout of over 4,000 attendees. So everything worked out perfect last year. Hopefully we can beat that record this year. We'll see. Other items of interest, on the 30th of January, I filed the airport's multi-sector general permit annual report with the EPA. No issues with that. On the 32nd, that's interesting. I got that wrong. I added a couple days, didn't I? I met with FAA.
You were paying attention.
Yeah.
Everybody's short month.
I'm paying it now, but apparently not the other day. I met with FAA investigator Kurt Davis and the Hampshire DOT representative Rick Diamond. And the FAA is actually investigating several flat tire events that we've had here at Nashua. We've had a rash of flat tires. And these all get reported to the FAA, first New Hampshire DOT, then FAA. And a lot of people think, well, what's the big deal? It's just a flat tire. But the reality is the FAA is digging into this because they believe that the cause isn't the runway or the taxiways. And they came down to investigate that to make sure, and they found nothing. What they believe is a rash of defective tubes being manufactured. And there are apparently, and Greg, you may be able to concur this, there's apparently only four manufacturers in this country, and they make the tubes for everyone. So it's not just isolated to one company that's having these flat tires. Have you guys seen those tubes?
Yeah, we've had tons of batches.
So they're actually doing an investigation, and this will be followed up with an action letter from the FAA to these manufacturers. Because, you know, not only is it dangerous, but it's very expensive. And I know that, you know, you change a tire, you're talking $500 just to change a tire. Right. And I think my club holds the record on the field, Dave, for most tires. Well, you got us beat.
I don't know about the most, but certainly the ones that were the flat spots.
Yeah, we have those, but there were a lot of tubes we went through, and it's not just us. But there's, so anyways, that's what's going on with that. They were actually very helpful, and it was a good meeting that day. February 1st, 2024, I met with Nick at Toledo from Gale Associates to review the recent IFE report from Televoda for the upcoming runway 1432 crack seal remark and RSA repairs. Nick and I reviewed that. We were going to go over this last month, but we found a little issue with it, and that's why we postponed it till this month. Nick will go over that during his report, and we'll be voting to approve the contract at that point. Last but not least, our tower chief, Brian Bean, who has been with us, I don't know how long, but a few decades, he is leaving at the end of next week. He is retiring from his position. We don't know who his replacement is going to be yet. We would like to thank him for his service and wish him the best of luck. He's not fully retiring. He's taking a meteorologist job up in Manchester, something he's done part-time for about the same amount of time. They've offered him full-time and remote, so he gets to work from home and not have to commute from Concord to Nashua every single day. So this is good for Brian. Sorry to see him leave. And we'll see who replaces him. There's a couple names in the hat from our tower staff as it is. Not to say that Midwest can't bring somebody in from somewhere else in the company. We just don't know yet. But he'll be missed, and that's it. Anybody have any questions?
There is going to be another event from the museum coming up. We don't know what it is yet. Jim Campoli's memorial service is going to be sometime, I think, in the fall.
Yeah, they haven't
set a date yet, but I'm sure it's going to be a great event up there for the museum.
So for anybody that doesn't know, I think everybody in this room does, but Mr. Campos, he was 104 years old. He passed away recently, and he built this airport. He and his brothers built this airport with their farm tractors.
If
That's why we're all here, folks.
In this building, too.
Yeah.
He funded this building for the college.
Yep. His brother Nicholas's name is on the building outside, and it's going to remain on the building.
Yep. So. Quite a history. Okay. Any questions for Chris? Okay. Engineer's report. Nick, I hope you're feeling better this month.
Yeah. I'm feeling much better. Thank you very much. So Gail Associates is administering five. This project on behalf of the authority, the first being the rehabilitation taxiway, Alpha Associated Taxiway. This construction only grant is in place. We have started to receive shop drawings in the middle and Continental. We are on the third iteration of the lighted signs signal. So can't seem to get that one right, but we are moving for a spring construction start. We intend to schedule the pre-construction conference for sometime in mid-March, planning for an April start of construction. We are waiting for confirmation of an exact start date from Continental. So when we have that, we will report back. But as far as recommended actions, we have none at this time. Are there any questions on the evacuation project?
Nick, are we still planning on phasing this so that we don't have any real closures, just diversions?
We'll maintain 2 points of access to the runway at all times. There may be some shorter phases where back catching will be required, but...
So we'll keep the runway open at all times.
The runway will be available to use at all times. The second project is the rehabilitation of the golf ramp and Foxtrot ramp. Our contract is now complete. Because this project was divided into two separate grants, one was funded through AIP, and then that was golf ramp, and Foxtrot was funded using BIL funds. When we originally programmed the project, it was assumed that it would be funded under a single grant. So there were some additional out-of-scope services provided by Gale to administer that second grant, for which we have prepared a supplemental agreement. Before we present that supplemental agreement to the authority, we need to go through the proper channels to have it properly vetted. And NHDOT came back and said that they need some form of documentation to show that the federal government is not paying for things twice. I asked what an acceptable form of documentation would be if not a supplemental agreement containing six scope items that aren't in our original contract. And they came back earlier this week and said we would accept a letter from Gale certifying that no costs have been duplicated and a brief explanation of why these services were necessary, which I will work on, I think, with the March 1st grant application deadline. I've been sort of scrambling to get all of our grants together, but this is something I should be able to get to before the end of the month. Provided that it is accepted, we should be able to close out this grant, I would say by May.
Sounds pretty black and white, Nick. So.
Let's hope. But again, we have to do our due diligence first. So
have other vendors been paid?
There is still retainage being withheld from the contractor.
Okay.
That will be released upon final release.
Sometime in May.
Yep.
Okay.
So recommended action. Please authorize Chairman Wood to sign a supplemental agreement upon receipt for a fee of approximately $15,000, which will fit within the available grant funding, and the local share of that would be $800.
Okay. To that point, we want to go forward with a motion on that now?
Sure. To do that.
Okay. Put forward a motion to authorize Chairman Woods to execute the supplemental agreement number one upon receipt of SBG 1226-2022 and SBG 1227-23, rehabilitation of golf ramp and Foxtrot ramp, He is approximately $16,000. A local share of this supplement would be $800.
And for clarification, I will not submit that to you, Farrell, until any COT gives concurrence to you.
Second?
Yes.
Second.
Okay.
Second on the motion. Roll right by. Okay. Chris, would you call the roll, please?
Chairman Woods?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Law?
Yes.
Treasurer Heath?
Yes.
Secretary Holland?
Yes.
Director Duquette?
Yes.
Okay, the motion carries. Thank you very much. The third project is the AWOC and SAWS relocation. We have received the preliminary design review comments from FAA and DOT. We then proceeded on to the 50% design package. That has been submitted to the FAA for review and comment. The submission also contains a list of questions that Gail will need to have answered prior to being able to finalize the design. The typical turnaround for review, is 30 days. So we would expect receipt of those sometime in mid-March. We submitted those January 26th. So we should be able to get those back early mid-March and make those final revisions. We do want to get this one out to bid since there is a May 1st grant application deadline, or April 1st in New Hampshire, right? So time frame is getting relatively tight, but I think we're still in good shape on that one. We have no recommended actions that we've already at this time. Any questions on the AWOC?
Yeah, what's the location going to be again?
It will be between Echo and Charlie.
Delta.
Okay, Delta. Sorry.
Okay, can you change the wording?
Yes, sorry.
What does it say?
Every month is the same.
This is off of Bravo.
Yes, we'll change Bravo to Delta. I apologize.
So it's between Delta and Charlie?
Echo.
Yes, Echo.
Echo and Charlie?
Delta.
Sorry.
You're going to be like 5 AWOC.
It's going on the airport.
Somewhere between Alpha and
Echo. It'll still be
over there somewhere.
if you have a copy of the ALP, it's shown on the ALP.
We don't have that.
Okay. Question, Dave?
No.
Okay.
We'll put a flag out there.
Some paint.
The fourth project is the land acquisition. And this one is being managed by Matt. I apologize. He's down in Pittsburgh at their meeting tonight. From what I understand, the grant application has been submitted. We checked with NCOC this afternoon to see if we need to resubmit that grant application on the updated 2024 FAA form. And she confirmed that we did not have to resubmit that, so that's a win in some ways. But I don't have any recommended actions this month, nor do I have any real updated action with the trade investigation that we're in.
Okay, I know I missed last month's meeting, but what land is this?
Your Pine Hill Road property.
I thought that was like $180,000.
It is.
So why is it $20,000?
I think that's the year.
Where are we on the rest of them? Have we been reimbursed for the $180,000?
No. I would assume that the reimbursement includes all costs.
It's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so that number should be more like $180,000 something.
That is correct.
Okay. And the city is aware that's coming to for their share?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it's on the CIP.
So we should have whatever the numbers are here. That what we're really saying is that this whole thing is going to be closed out by now.
He hasn't had a grant application.
Yes.
It's in process. The DOT last month.
Yeah, it's all in process.
So, so it's basically in their court. They need to turn it around, and that's, there's nothing else that we need to do. They're not waiting for anything that we know of. Okay, so hopefully we'll get that in the before too long.
So the fifth project is the power training study. There was an internal handoff meeting that was supposed to have taken place on February 12th, 2024, to give this project from the reimbursable agreement department and the people who developed it to the technical staff that is going to be actually doing the study. I haven't received confirmation that that meeting has occurred, but the authority should be receiving some form of communication letting you know you're in the queue and you can anticipate start date. Has any communication been received? If that's the case, I'm going to go ahead and reach back out to Mark Smith at FAA.
The last we heard was of the February 12th handoff.
So the 250, is that for the whole tower, or is that just, that's...
That is for the siting and study.
Sorry.
Just the study. That's not to build the tower.
No, that is not to build the tower.
Okay. But your argument is...
I might buy one right now.
That'll fund the welcome mat.
Yeah, we can do that. I would imagine that when the project comes online to actually construct the tower, we're looking at 8-10 million.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Okay. So there is no recommended action at this time. And any questions on the power project? And the final project is the runway centerline crack sealing and RFA repairs. Design is ongoing. The 95% design submission submitted to FAA at the end of this month. In the meantime, we are sort of just preparing for bidding and getting everything organized as far as specifications and plans go. Danny's done a great job on the plans. I'm doing my final review of the specs. And we should have the design submission out to, again, FAA and NACAC by the end of this month. Following that, we'll make any revisions that they identify as needed and then put it out to bid. So recommended action, please make a motion to accept DOC's proposal based on the results of the IFE. I don't remember what the exact numbers were, but we were well within
the 10%.
Maybe something in the order of 6%, and we were on the low side of that.
So it passes the sniff test.
Okay.
It didn't at first because it was under by about, what, 20,000?
Yeah,
next portion was. I was like, no, something's not right here.
Yeah, and one of my cells totaling from the past didn't bring that value forward to the summary page, so when we figured that out, we came right within that.
Yeah, so it looks perfect.
All right, so put forth a motion to accept the LSP proposal for the runway centerline crack sealing and RSA repair is based on the results of the independent fee estimate.
I'll second it. Okay, any discussion on the motion? Okay, Chris, would you call the roll?
Chairman Woods?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Law?
Yes.
Treasurer Heath?
Yes.
Secretary Holland?
Yes.
Director Duquette?
Yes.
Okay, the motion carries.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Okay, before we get off this, is this thing going to get done this before summer?
That is our intent.
Because we talked about this a few months ago.
This will be funded with DIL.
Yes.
And since that money has already been appropriated to the FAA, they have it in their account. It should be a relatively quick turnaround on the grant issuance once we apply for it.
Okay.
So, provided we can get that grant application in April 1st, I would assume that New Hampshire DOT has between April 1st and May 1st to put together all the documentation we need for that block grant to apply for the block grant by May 1st, and then It should be turned around by the FAA because it's PIL within 30 days.
So we're looking at June.
Guidance they've given us in the recent past, but again, I can't make any guarantees. Ideally, this would be done in the July-August time frame. That way, the cracks are the widest.
Are they still the widest that late?
It would be earlier in the spring, but earlier in the summer, we can hit those cracks. If we can get that grant issued.
Because if something goes into June or July, we might as well just forget about it.
Push it until the following winter, you think?
Because, I mean, there's no point.
Well, I think we need to monitor.
It depends on how many tires are falling into the crack and the runway. But, I mean, there's no point in filling the crack when it's halfway there. I mean, we talked about this 3 months ago. They get this thing in there like April, and it sounds like it didn't happen. So,
what do you think?
Shovels in the ground, the stuff going on, grinding the runway in April. That's when it was the best time to do it. We talked about this 3 months ago.
Yeah, that is correct.
And here we are.
Yeah.
Under July.
We wouldn't be able to start construction until that grant is issued.
I know, but always the snail's pace that this stuff moves at is just mind boggling. So, okay, thank you.
Understood. And if there's anything we can do to facilitate it, we'll certainly go.
Okay.
Well, I think, Dave, in essence, what you're saying, and I tend to agree, is if it can't happen till late summer, it would be best to postpone it till next April. Because, again, that's when the cracks are at their widest.
Mm-hmm. Assuming it's not at a point now that it's more urgent. Hmm. You know, I haven't been out there. Is it 6 inches wide? Is it 2 inches?
No, it's not even an inch.
Okay.
But it's been getting worse over the years.
So if
we don't have any heaving.
As long as the contrast can stay in place, we don't have to go through this nonsense again next fall and winter, then it makes sense to do it to actually perform the work at the time when it's best, mechanically best, to do it. Not when it's convenient for the money people, but when it's mechanically and engineeringly best.
And again, I think we monitor this. I think July is too late, personally, just as I've seen what it does every year.
Not to mention the closure of the runway in a busy time of year.
The plan at this point is to widen the crack by routing it.
Right, now I know.
So.
Anyway,
but you still have the expansion, the contraction. So we want to do it at its widest point, widen it,
right,
seal it up, and then in theory it's not going to get any worse than
exactly.
That.
So if there's anything we can do to move things forward in a more timely fashion, we certainly do that.
Okay.
And that is it for the engineer's update. Any other questions?
Okay, moving on. So we have no committees at this time. Brings us to old business. First up, Infinity Aviation Hangar Development. Greg?
Yeah, we are firmly in design and planning of the building itself. While Gail is working on final lot lines and water and sewer, that should be well on their way. So we're kind of in that real fun spot there. The rubber hitting the road, but. I think we're actually finally making some traction, which is nice.
Where are you with the city in terms of getting lot lines?
So, I don't know if you can speak about it, but we're essentially waiting for the lot lines so that we can then go to the city. But I actually have to follow up with you because January and February, thus far for me, has been consumed. We're also doing an expansion on the repair station, kind of a business expansion, form of the story. And surgery has kind of consumed my the last several weeks. So
come on, that was
behind on some phone call. Hey, listen, but yeah, we should have, I'll certainly have one by the next meeting, but as far as timeline goes, mean, unless you can jump in.
I was under the impression that the lot line had already been finalized.
Okay.
It was something with the land lease and going to the assessors to sort of parse out that revised.
Yeah, I'll make a call tomorrow. I think it's just, I just got to connect the dots.
Will you let me know so
yeah.
I can stay on the loop?
Yeah, that's how I was.
I sort of removed myself from the Infinity and iAviation hangars because I didn't want there to be any question of a conflict of interest since I work for you and Civil Group is working for.
But it's all in the best interest of everybody to get this thing, get the city, get whatever the city needs to get this thing done because they're going to take forever on it. And so we want to make sure this thing is moving.
Yeah, I don't think the particulars of the lease are going to take that long.
Right. No, it shouldn't, because once the lot lines are documented,
yeah,
between the tax assessor's office and the planning department, I mean that should be a yep, this looks good, but you know, get her done,
yeah.
and then we can fill in the meets and bounds, whatever we have to do in the lease agreement,
right.
You know, finalize that. And,
yeah, as we discussed before, we can't present them with a lease
right.
with no meets and bounds. We
exactly.
need the meets and bounds, and they need to go to the city to get that approved,
right.
get the lot lines approved with the city, then we can place it in the lease,
yep.
and everything's moving at that
right.
point.
I think we're there. I think all the data is there. It's just about pushing it over the edge.
Okay.
And of course, we passed on it. All the surveying was done in January, I think, the second set of stuff, you know, for the extension of the lot. Okay, I think we did all that in January.
Was there an aspect of this process that required plan board approval in order to get the land lease finalized?
To get the land lease finalized?
No,
they have nothing to do with that.
The lease is the last thing that happens.
Right.
I apologize for not having an answer readily available to that. I would have thought that the lot line would have been.
But, it's not your fault. I'll take responsibility for that. I know that they did the surveying in January. I didn't get around it.
The water sewer connection was kind of a shared kind of thing.
Kind of
an offsite into
the. NICO and I split the cost to do that.
Okay, but the plan itself, the plan to actually bring it in, has all been. That's good stuff.
We haven't seen the final version of it yet, but I believe that.
And the planning board should accept it.
We're in a good place for that. I don't think so. I mean, it's all.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah,
so
right.
They
shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah. Okay.
Do we get involved in that at all?
Well, not.
Are we laying out lot lines on the airport?
No, the only thing we get involved with is if when all it's done, when all the layout and the lot lines and the water sewer connection, all that stuff, then all we need to do is incorporate it into the details of the lease. That's our only role.
Surprised statutorily that we don't have a say in.
Well, we have a say. We can object. We are in a butter.
What we did, though, is we already voted to approve a lease
right.
rate for a certain area, a given
yeah.
area.
Yeah.
We just don't know the exact meets and bounds.
Right.
And, we did know the boundaries of that area at the time,
yeah.
so it's within that area.
Yeah,
and obviously, I'll be looking
at a conversation
yeah.
about making sure there wasn't like a little sliver left
right.
over.
Right, and we're not doing
right.
that. We've already
no.
discussed this.
I realize that. I'm just saying, I'm surprised you don't.
No, you bring up a valid point. I'll ask that question when I talk to Scott tomorrow. Like, what is there something? And it might just be because it comes from the airport engineer that might be good enough. But but it's a good question. Like, right? so you go to the town, and we say, no, it's really it's okay for you to give it.
Yeah, yeah.
right. Or to define this, or maybe it's as simple as a letter from Chris.
But I'll be looking it over once it's finalized with Greg, with Scott, with Matt, with Nick, even though Nick's trying to distance himself. We know that Nick knows the airport better than anyone, so.
I'm in agreement. I think this is all positive. And again, I guess I just mentioned that from the standpoint of wanting to make sure we don't lose a month.
It's a good point. So, I mean, I think that with Chris being in the loop of the whole thing, that'll answer that question. My suspicion is that it'll be largely industry.
And like you said, we did our best when we were laying all this out to make sure there wasn't some unusable, useless sliver
right.
left in
right.
there, and there won't be, especially when Greg goes to phase three.
Is that what we're calling it now?
Yeah. So, I mean, that would be great. It would just be nice to be able to see that
yeah.
for confirmation before it's too late. I mean,
as soon as we get it, I'll pass it around as soon as we get it.
Right.
But the easy part, the easy answer is that if we see something in the final lease that we don't like, we don't issue the lease.
Right.
Yeah, we just don't want to lose that time.
No, that's correct. But again, my understanding is that those concerns about, you know, phantom land has been addressed.
I agree. We just haven't seen anything. Right. We don't know.
And I called Matt Caron this afternoon a couple times, and one of the things we discussed was just this. And he said Scott was in a meeting, and he couldn't talk to Scott about it today. But Matt's going to get back to me tomorrow after he speaks with Scott, and I guess you're going to speak with Scott, too.
Great. Okay.
Yeah, I can corner you.
Block him off so he can't get out.
Something about cookies.
Danny ate them all.
Okay. Any other questions for Greg? Okay. Madai Aviation Hangar Development. We don't have anyone from Madai here tonight. Is there anything you can say, Chris?
Haven't spoken with Guy in a bit. He's been doing some world traveling, but again, he's been working with Gale Associates on the water and sewer. I have spoke with his architects, not in the last couple months, but they're, like Greg, well underway with designing the actual building to fit the land.
Okay. And does he have any issues or, you know, business before the city, again, regarding lot lines or any of that?
He's in the same position that Greg's in right now. It all was hinging on this sewer and water design, and then they put together all the lot lines.
Okay, that makes sense to me.
I can't give you a definitive answer on that because, again, Matt wasn't able to speak to Scott today and give me the update.
Okay. So, like, you get the card from the city that says these things are going before the planning board or whatever board. You just share them with us.
Yep. Yeah, anything I find out, I'll pass it along.
Great.
When we speak to Scott tomorrow morning, I'll draft up a quick email sort of summarizing where he talked at the end of the
day. Perfect.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. That brings us to new business. I don't see any items under there. Chris has already covered upcoming events at the airport. That brings us to public input as we are looking to close out the meeting. Do we have any public input?
So I would like to offer that recently we talked with Rhoda, and Rhoda will be taking over the two hangars that Mr. Bolio left, and he'll be using it for the air support. Right. So I'll be talking to Chris about changing it over to...
No longer non-aeronautical.
Right, no longer if, but nice. They're delighted. They can't get enough space. They have the off-space system right away. They don't show it to anybody.
Sign right here.
Right. Oh, I know I did that. But my first is still taking it over there.
Nice.
So I'm truly expecting to match the first class.
Yeah.
They give everybody time off before they start new projects, apparently.
Sure.
And they'll be moving stuff in then.
Okay.
So we're delighted about that. And we're so happy with the National Airport and all the support they've got.
Yeah, I was not able to attend as I think I had just gotten out of surgery. But my understanding was it was really well presented. You know, Hector did a good job at calling out the airport specifically, you know, the landlord specifically. You know, Chris was there. Chris actually had a tie on, which was awesome. and gave some great comments, and it was definitely a win for our airport as well as for Rotor and our stakeholders here.
It was great that the airport was here, and anybody who is here is part of the family, honestly. It's been easily worked with for us.
Yep.
So I'll be talking to you Chris about that.
Okay, any other public input this evening? Yeah, I'll take that as a no. So, the director's comments, so I'll start with Brian.
Thank you. I'd like to reiterate what Dave was saying about Jim Campos. It's just, you know, fascinating. When we came out to Airport Road and built our truck terminal there, it was a dirt road. 1950 from there to Milford. And just trying to imagine Jim and his brothers here clearing the stumps and you know, preparing the site to become an airport. I mean, just appreciative of their foresight and everything that they did as it relates to this airport. So just want to extend my gratitude to that family. Again, Rotor, it's too bad I was in London yard. I couldn't be back down here. Really excited about number example and Greg, what you're doing on the airport. It's just a lot of great things going on right now. So the only other thing is I keep buying Powerball tickets so I can afford a plane to put in 85 perimeter, but it hasn't happened yet.
We'll get 85 perimeter first.
That's it.
Okay. Let's see. We'll go to the other end here. Jessica, do you have any comments tonight?
Yeah, I just wanted to make the comment that I think that the Rotor Technologies event that happened and the press that generated and the political backing, I think, was just such a great thing for the airport. I enjoyed watching the video that was published for that, and I just want to say kudos to everyone at the airport that supported the whole event. I think that was a huge success, and I'm looking forward to seeing more. Over.
Okay. Joe?
Second, third, all the comments, especially the Powerball.
David?
Yeah, I just think it's, I've said it for a long time that this airport's a gem, and it's good to see it finally being recognized, both, through the Rotor things, through the investment that Greg and I are making it in their private venture, the continuing support of McLaughlin Group and NJA and everybody here in the field. It's coming to fruition. Us being able to use this building now, as part of, still have a piece of it going forward, but, to have this building being used by someone is awesome. So it too is part of that gem. And I've still got this vision in my head of using that marketing budget that we've been carrying over for the last, put together a really nice package for this airport, to marketing video of some sort to get this word out even more to help our stakeholders and promote the airport as a base for one, and also but nothing short of at least a stopover and a fuel stop. So we want to keep that going as well.
Okay, so I did get to attend the Rotor Tech event. It was very well attended, obviously very successful. I was thrilled to see that. Pecker and folks had, were very nice, in their comments about the cooperation they received from the Air Force and from Nashua Jet. It was all very good, to hear. I wish them every success as they move forward with their, with their efforts. And if I'm not mistaken, Susan, Chris, you worked with our auditors to get this report prepared. I wanted to call you out for that. Say mm-hmm. Thank you. I appreciate it.
He's like Kenny.
For 11 years now.
Okay, that's at least the leasing thing is over with.
And as I think I mentioned earlier, we, Chris acknowledged, four flower beds in January.
Yeah.
So, good work on keeping the airport clear and running, especially for, especially for the jet operators. So, nice job there. Thank you, George.
We got off easy last week.
Yeah.
Thanks to faulty weather forecast.
Mm.
Hey, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Thanks to our stakeholders for paying for the plowing.
So, with that,
Joe. Did you go on?
Yeah, remember I seconded your Powerball?
Oh, that's right.
So
I tune you out, sorry.
It happens all the time.
Oh, I didn't know you were here.
Exactly.
It's like a financial report.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's why those other two people left.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll accept the motion to adjourn to non-public pursuant to RSA 91A32A, the dismissal, promotion, or compensation of any public employee.
So moved.
Okay, roll call, please.
Chairman Woods?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Law?
Yes.
Treasurer Heath?
Yes.
Secretary Holland?
Yes.
And Director Duquette?
Yes.
Okay, we are adjourned to non-public. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stop recording.